Welcome to The Perfect Business by The Automated Method. I'm your host, Jason Grant, and it's day 30. Wow. So I started this 30-day video journey. The motive was to get back into the, back on the saddle or back into the saddle of doing these micro podcasts. I don't know if they're really micro podcasts because there are podcasts that are only 50 minutes, but it makes it confines me to a box so I don't talk as much as I usually do. That's why I like to say micro podcasts, 15 minutes, right? No filter, practical takeaway every single time. I just don't want to do smoke and mirrors. I want to make sure it's real. So I started with your why. Why are you doing this for any business? What is your why? And it usually has to do with what you like doing. Eventually you understand it should be connected to your passion. A lot of revenue generating business is passionless because it's greed. It's just profit driven, right? Margins and profit driven. Not bad. That's not bad, but I'm the guy that needs to make sure that there's something that I like. You know when they say you have to have three hobbies. Well, I try to kill them all at once in one shot, because it makes sense. Because I love talking about business and technology, which means I should be good at business and technology, right? So there that, and then also the creative side is this, right? Being creative to me is talking about the perfect business, for example, So I get all of the, in a way that's you're influencing decisions, which of course I'd be an influencer, an operational influencer, practical operational influencer. And then, you help make the decisions, et cetera. There's so many things that go along with this that I'm doing that my why, I think with for example, the automated method and, advertising automatic technologies and influencing app stacks and modeling and all this, lexicon and vernacular I've created and all these, someone said it's you have all these definitions work if you're a thought leader. Well, guess what? I don't think I'm anything other than a thought leader because of how many, the amount of thoughts I've written down that are this. This is crazy. This journey has been crazy, but it's pushed me to say things that I wouldn't normally say because I know there's a previous video that I stated something and it connects to, that's what I was missing. I was missing the chain of video content, audio content that connected together, right? So proving that it can be done is why I wanted to do this, do all of it. Right? I always question the status quo, and I know there's a better way to do things, and so I wanted to prove that the perfect business can be done. So it's now we find out if people watch and listen to this, and if they can get to, with our help, an understanding where they're not, where they know what they're paying for, where you know what you're paying for, and it actually works. And then you're in the same position that I am, right? And so what position am I in? Well, I'm going to go on vacation. I know I don't like using that word, but I'm going to tell you why I'm using it today. It's because I thought about what it represents to, say, someone who may not go through all of these videos. So I'm going to talk about it again. Having availability... I don't like the word vacation because I feel like technology, if you own the business and technology's there, you shouldn't really have to say where you are or what you're doing, right? You should have your availability enabled and disabled. And you shouldn't have to, it shouldn't be unprofessional to do so, especially if you have people in place that have roles and responsibilities that aren't yours. So you're not an operator, you're an owner, right? And then you might have a GM who's your connector or an integrator and a GM, whatever. But you have that flow chart of human relationships and chain of command worked out, right? But in terms of where I'm going to say when the family goes to Costa Rica, I'm going to tell you my process now. I'm going to tell you a few things, okay? So now in terms of the perfect business for me, because I break everything apart and I identify what it's for and what it is, right? So when I say the menu, what that means is I've already got the service offerings inside the ecosystem. So some of those can take care of themselves, right? Some of the connections can take care of themselves because it's just a matter of like auto quoting, auto proposals, et cetera, connecting the pieces with whatever scripting or whatever applications I have that are doing what they can in the operational workflow, right? So I don't really need to, so I'm not going to be having to create anything new as a service offering. That's been taken care of in the menu, all right? And then my toolbox, which would be your toolbox as well, is all of the agents that are connected to, say, things that I would need to do while I'm away, connected to whoever the decision maker is inside the automated method. Right now, I don't have to be other than the creative side, like because the menu's paused because the service offering has been taken care of. You see what I'm saying? The service offerings right now are paused. That's what I'm getting at. You can pause parts of the business, how it's growth, it's scale and growth while you're away. Okay, that's when you, if you do require more executive decisions at that time, don't like release things when you're going to, when you want to be offline. That's what I'm saying. The prime time to go offline is not when you start activating new things in your business, right? There you go. So the menu is static. My toolbox is already taken care of. Everything's connected the way that it's supposed to. And I'm going to talk about that a little bit more in 1 second here. So what I'm getting at is, say, for example, I didn't talk about this a lot, but I'm going to mention it now. The story, which is how the automated methods lexicon refers to a copywriter. When you have the toolbox all figured out, and say you have everything snapped together properly in Slack, like I hope you do, if, say, the partnered copywriter is inside the Slack channel, shout out to Valeska, she's like a genius. She's the story for the automated method. What happens is when you have anything that requires copy, that agent can be triggered. So the toolbox has multiple agents that might be useful for multiple things. And I didn't talk about this, but this is a good example for my lead-in, my segue to the next part. So say, for example, you have customized defaults inside the platform, whether that be headers, whether that be like say in Xero, the way your invoices read, like the copy on the invoice, the writing that's on the things that are sent, the emails, the way the emails look and feel, that stuff. Or even your out of office, right? Or even your anything, the voice that is the story, is the copyright writing, right? And so what I'm saying is, I already have all those connected, so the same person gets triggered for different reasons. Now, when I'm doing my out of office, for example, or if I'm doing something in Calendly that is indicating something new, that might be copy. Okay, I'm not writing it on my own all the time. Why am I saying that right now? Well, because a lot of the things that you're going to learn when you go away is that you have to have some sort of system set up for while you're gone, right? So how do you connect all these things? That's the perfect business. That's what I was getting at. And so my process to disengage, right, is I do this. First things first, I go look at where we're going, you know, time zone, etc. Then I go and research the coverage. Like, what am I going to need for Wi-Fi if I do there, how long, cellular coverage, all that kind of stuff. Very easy. Then because I have the ability to have a social media phone for like taking videos and photos of the family, et cetera, sharing them in social platforms. And then I can just not use any of the services in business on the other, right? So I have that split. Then I have an out of office I turn on. Even though the email is not an urgent email, I'm polite in a way. And the out of office, what it does is it indicates that I am away. I don't have to turn it on. Sometimes brief movements on the globe, there's no need to do it. But because I'm connected to this idea of getting people out of their business, like, you know, turning operators into owners, I love to have a really creative out of office so that if anybody emails it, they can kind of be like, oh, that's, you know, interesting where Jason is right now. You see, it's like it's advertising more than anything. And I would like to talk about the out of office because you all lie. If I see one more out of office that goes, I filter it differently, so I don't really see any of the emails the same way you do. But and it says like absence alert, or it says it's just the syntax is so shit. It sounds like you're somewhere like you're intermittent access to email. Intermittent access to email in 20. Where are you? Right? Where are you? Just so ridiculous to me. So it's like being more honest is the new professionalism, right? So be that. And then I basically adjust my Calendly because it needs to know what time zone I'm in, right? And if I have availability, if I was doing that, I would make sure that I knew what the availability was, and then I blocked off any of the things that I didn't want available. If I was doing on work travel, okay, I'm not doing on work travel this time. I'm going to record some videos, but it's off work travel. But if it was on work travel, hashtag on work travel, Calendly needs to be adjusted, right? And then you have to sort out your protocol of your chain of command. So who is involved with what, that maybe if the question gets prompted to you, your account, the account that is you, how is it handled? Is it identified in the out of office? Do you, there's, see, that's all you got to do. That's it. And then you're ready to go. You're ready to go. Now, try not to be the person on the beach checking data box all the time. Or wherever you are in the jungle or in the desert. I don't care. It's not necessary. You know, as addicting, it becomes an addiction for sure, because it's awesome to see close to real-time data. I'm not going to lie. Close to real-time data analytics is awesome, because especially if you hadn't seen it before, especially if you didn't have it being collected before, you know, it's like the minute you get the chance to be discontinue your role as an operator, you go away, a lot of people just start staring at the numbers, you know, because it's fun in a way. Business is fun. I get it. It's also fun when it profits. It's also fun when it profits and you don't do anything. Like, and we all know that we all have friends or family that are like that, where they make money while doing nothing, like passive income, like crazy. And a lot of e-commerce businesses like that, right? Because it's just, the system is so worked out, and it's not like humans have to sell anything because it's automatically being advertised on social platforms, et cetera. You know, it's just the machine is so lean and efficient. Anything e-commerce that has like a retail product, like a product, and it's just something that you buy in your credit card and it gets shipped to your home, your like a location, is like amazing. And everybody, I've talked about this before, digital animosity comes right behind right there, because other people are jealous. They hate you. that's the magic right there. The magic of business is e-commerce, right? Anyway, so got my motive, got my story. I told you about the menu, told you about my toolbox, told you about like how you can make that your toolbox. You have all the adjustments you make before you go. Now I'm going to just pivot. I'm going to talk about this. Okay? I'm going to talk about this recording, this podcasting, this The Perfect Business, which I'm going to continue to do. Okay? I was fascinated with being able to podcast anywhere. And not necessarily anywhere, but conveniently have mobility, because during the pandemic it was very hard to find places to do creative work, and now it's become part of my life mission to just have the tools quickly accessible. So I have duplicates and triplicates of certain pieces of hardware, inexpensive pieces of hardware, because they can remain in one place. Just like I tell everybody, like, say, for example, if you have a MacBook Air, first thing you do is you buy two more power adapters, right? Unless you're replacing them and you already have two more. But let's say it's your first MacBook Air and then you have one that comes with the MacBook Air, you know, you buy two more. Why? One will remain at your desk, in your home, office, home, whatever, charging location. The other one will end up in a bag that you carry it with, and then put another one in the car, right? Like, in all honesty, I'm not saying you would ever have to use the one in the car, but I did. And it's convenient because the only thing I needed to carry was the actual MacBook Air, right? And at times, never the bag, nothing. You just bring it, you throw it in the car, you bring it with you under your arm. That's what I'm talking about. The mobility in that setup is why we're here this way. So this is a Shure MV7 microphone. It's the USB version. It plugs directly into the iPhone. And then I bought I bought these tripods, these mini tripods from Manfrotto because they're great. I got a monopod here. It folds up. This is one of those standard 10-inch LED ring lights. And I used to put it all in a Pelican case, a 1457 Pelican case, I believe. But now get this. This will be a little bit over 15 minutes, but I want to tell it all, right? So I'm giving the tell-all, starting from the motive, and now I'm getting to the tell-all. So I just bought this at Henry's here in Toronto. Shout out. It's a Manfrotto backpack. I'm sure you've seen these ones before. This is the one. Let's see here. This one. What I found was it fit everything. So it's made for photographers, but it's super minimal. And the MacBook Air, the 13-inch, slides in the back, no problem. It fits the MV7. And one of the reasons why I wanted this type of backpack is because it has a camera protection area. And this foam, I don't want to damage the foam, so I can't just throw it in any bag, right? So I put it in there. It has room for the cables. And the ring light actually fits on the top as well. Right? So it fits in here as well. So you got the ring light, the computer, you basically have the whole kit. I can put the monopod in here and everything. It just fits on your back. That's like a mobile podcasting studio in a way, on your back, right? That's what it's come to. That's what I'm going to take with me. That's what it's come to. And the convenience, it's the most convenient, I think, that you could get for this kind of setup. Sure, yeah, some people have way better cameras, etc. I get it. But I'm just talking about the phone can be repurposed. It doesn't have to be just for this, right? It can be, you could just carry it in your pocket, and then this will just be everything but the phone. Now, segue again to how the content is handled. All right, so the perfect business, how I'm the story brand, how do I handle the content and how does it work? This is a good one for a lot of people that are content generators out there, okay? Or are looking to be content generators and didn't know how to, you know, break it into a process. So remember I said that I use otter.ai, and I believe that I said I use anchor.fm, right? Which is connected to Spotify. And then I also use YouTube. And then also, which is the real simple one, is I have a shared, you know, photo, iCloud photo album for video content so that it goes straight from my phone to the cloud and then it's shared with the team. So this is my long play video for you. Here's what happens after I record this. All right. So after I record this, the video's on the iPhone. It's getting uploaded instantaneously into the cloud, into the Apple cloud, right? All I have to do is if this video needs to be for video editing or for any purposes with the team, then I just share it into the shared album. That's it. Because it's 4K, 30 frames per second, high quality audio. It's better than exporting, you know, to other things. It's just there and can be downloaded easily, okay? Now, I also take it, export it, and I put it into otter.ai, and that keeps track of all the text, the keywords. I can extract the audio only from the video. So it's like my home base for this content, all right? Which makes it very easy to search for later and to analyze later. But that's where it starts. Copy the same video into YouTube. Doesn't have to go live, but it's there. So that means that I can use it. Remember, these videos are, there's no editing for most of them. Because it's a micro podcast. I want it to be no filter and I want it to be straight through. So when I do these things, if they go raw, which is why some of these videos seem the way they do, is because there's no editing, but they could just go straight to YouTube, just title it. There's a copy and paste, some copy, adjust the title. That's it. Okay. Also, just put it into anchor.fm. Same thing. There's a template, title, body, done. It goes to podcasting streams like Spotify, right? I think there's 6 other ones that it does as well. Just like that. And then as far as people following or letting people know, that's the mission over the next little while. I've been trying to do that for quite some time, but I think now that the machine is a little better. See, this is me being honest. The machine breaks down if you don't have traction and momentum. And there's a lot of things, birth of my daughter, et cetera, that kind of sidetracked me, but I know how to do this well if I just keep doing it. That's where I wanted to bring the story. The story of the automated method, the story of the perfect business, the story of how I can connect all these things as quick and fast and easy as possible. And then for me, it's just a matter of figuring out when to do this every day or every second day. That's it. That's simple. And you know, the creative process I always tell everybody that I have is in Otter anyway. So my brainstorming is right there with this content. Keyword search, etc. That's how it's going to work. So I'm going to try to record a few of these as remote work. And I have some things written down that I want to talk about remote work while I'm remote, even though I believe a lot of remote work doesn't have to be called remote anymore. I have a huge argument against companies that think that everybody has to come back to the office. I understand there's pros and cons, but as far as remote work, for someone who is a small, medium business owner now, and what remote work means, it doesn't maybe mean the same thing. Okay, remote work for me, I'll talk about it while I'm remote, but we'll save that for Costa Rica. All right, this is the perfect business.